بالله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد those who are sitting at the back, please, it's better to come forward, sit in the second serve, complete the second serve, third serve, you'll get more reward. get more reward. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith is quoted by Imam Abu Dawud and Imam Tirmizi rahmatullah alayhi. Man yuktasala yawm al-jum'a. Those who bath on the day of Jum'ah, thumma bakkara wabtakara, wal masha walam yirkab, then they come early in the masjid, the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, walking. If the house is closed. The hadith says, wal masha walam yarkab. Walk, do not ride, don't sit. Try, those living nearby, walk. Wadana wastama, and sit close to the imam, not far in the corner. Wadana, close to, and then listen. Allah's Rasul has mentioned dana. Dana means surrounded. You know what is the reward? Ujiza. He will be given the reward of each and every footstep. Ajru siyamiha wa qiyamiha. On each footstep, he will get 1 year fasting and 1 year tahajjud reward. On each footsteps. Hadith is quoted by Imam Abu Dawud, Imam Tirmizi, Imam Ibn Majah. Many more scholars mentioned this hadith. The virtue of the Jummah is like our Eid day. Our habit to sit in the corner, that side, relax. No. You don't know the reward of the first serve and second serve. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you come to know the reward of first serve, you will fight to sit in the first serve. You will fight. I'm going to sit. You will come early and sit in the first serve. Imam Tabrani and Imam Mundiri also mentioned the hadith in Targhib at-Tarhib. Allahu Akbar. The narrator Imran bin Hussein and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Both of them narrated this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man iqtasala yawm al-Jum'ah, those who bath on the day of Jum'ah, kuffirat anhu dhunubahu wa khataya. Allah will forgive entire sins of while bathing. Intention of Jummah. Today is Jummah. I'm going to bath. I'm going to put perfume. Nice. You know, itra, and I'm going to go house of Allah. Just take out some time. Dunya is there. But we have some greedy one to come towards Allah Ta'ala. Some hirs to go early on the day of Jummah. To sit in the first sub and second sub. Further mention the end of this hadith. Allahu Akbar. Faidan sarafa min as-salat, when he returned after salah towards his house, ujiza bi mi'atay sana, he will get the reward of 200 years worshipping Allah. 200 years. 200 saal ibadat ka sawab usko milega agar is niyat se aaya hai, and he sat in the house of Allah Ta'ala and he listened the khutbah and then he performed his salah and went to house, he get the reward of 200 years worshiping Allah Ta'ala. Amazing reward. Allahu Akbar. Wo samandar hadith ke samandar mein aap dubki lagao na, then you'll come to know what Prophet said about this day. Why Sahaba used to walk after Fajr, coming towards the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They started walking from Fajr to get the reward of Friday of Jummah Salah. Why? There was something behind. They were walking after Fajr, after sunrise. And here you come, mashallah, relax. Sit the back, that corner, that corner, that corner. Oh, mashallah, came to favor Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah par ehsaan hai. Allah to hume maaf karna chahta hai. Only one day of Jummah, Allah send the angels. Each and every masjid stand by the door. Those who come early, write their names. I want to forgive them. I want to forgive them. Hum to kabhi deen ko samajhna hi nahi chahte. We don't want to understand the deen. We don't want reward. Because we see his dunya in front of us. We have no value of the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These days, from Monday or Tuesday, inshallah, is going to start. It's called the first 10 days of Zilhijjah. Do you know the reward of those days? Open the Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find the hadith. Some places, ma min ayyamin abzalul amalu salih wa habbu ilallahi al amal. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi narrated the hadith. First 10 days of Zilhijjah. Inshallah, going to be start from Monday or the Tuesday will come to know, according to the moon. In these days, if you fast one day, Imam Tirmidhi says, if you fast one day, you will get the reward of 1 year fasting. And if you wake up at tahajjud, read salatu tahajjud, you will get the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. Why? Allah did not say, I'm taking qasam of Laylatul Qadr. He just mentioned, inna anzalna fi Laylatul Qadr. He didn't take the qasam of the Jummah. Not any months and day and year. But Allah took the qasam of this last 10 day, first 10 days of Zilhijjah. Wal fajri walayalin ashr. Allah taking the qasam, the fajr of the day of the Idul Adha. The Qurbani day, the fajr, Allah taking qasam for that. Walayalin ashr, and the 10 nights of first Zilhijjah. Most of the scholars you can find the tafsirs. Wal fajri walayalin ashrin wal shafa.
Chef Amin's. The day of Eid, according to some narrator, the day of Arafah, Wal Witr. Some narrator says the 9th Zilhijjah is Witr, was Shafa'. As a day of Eid, Qurbani Day. Allah kept the two amal in this month is called Hajj and Qurbani. It's a great amal. Allahu Akbar. Amazing reward for it. I was reading one book of Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi. Subhanallah. Allah has given him so much knowledge. Allah. You can't find those knowledge from any alims. Allahu Akbar. He mentioned Allah kept the reward in this month. Not only for Hajj, it's for everyone. Zamani Makani. What is the meaning Zaman? That 10 days is so important. It's so important that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, none any other days of ibadat is more dear to Allah than the days of first 10 days of Zilhijjah. Bukhari Sharif. None other actions more dear to Allah than the actions, the ibadat of first 10 days of Zilhijjah. Even the companions asked, "Walal jihadu fi sabilillah." Oh Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even the striving the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that also. Maya. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Even you go in the path of Allah to fight, the 10 days actions and action ibadat is more powerful than that. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٍ. Unless a person went in the path of Allah, strive in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and then he becomes shaheed, his souls and his wealth, everything finished, for man, then he will get more reward than this 10 days. Amal al-Saleh. Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi says, the days is so important. Zaman. That ibadat, so much reward. And makan, Allahu Akbar. I was thinking what he said, subhanallah. He says when Haji leave from UK, from America, from Canada, from Bangladesh, from India, the moment he wore the ihram and he made intention, Allahumma inni uridul umrah, Allahumma inni uridul hajj, he made intention. And then he's saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when he says Labbaik, his right side, his left side, in front of him, back of him, each and every trees, each and every pebbles, stones also saying Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Then the other trees listening, right side, left side, front and back, like this, carry on. Hatta yantahal ardu hahuna wa hahuna. End of the east and west, north and south, each and everything means whole world, trees and pebbles also making talbiyah with him. This is the meaning of this hadith. Ye cheez bhi uske saath tasbih kar rahi hai. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. From here, a person reciting in here is just trying going to towards the Makkah. Now he recited here, from here to east and west, south and north, everything also in talbiyah with him. Further he mentioned, Allahu Akbar. For example, this is a house, this is a masjid, place of masjid. The outside is not masjid. Now the mosque is full. Mosque is full. There is no place. The people are standing outside or outside. Or in a car park, they will get the same reward as the people standing in a masjid. Because they in the same, in continuously in a saf. Same thing. The Hajis is doing something in Makkah Mukarrama. And they say Labbaik, they making dua, the Labbaik, through the Labbaik. The whole world, the people also doing Qurbani. And whatever the act they're doing, they'll get the same reward too. Makani. Allahu Akbar. And third things, reward, minar Rabbani, Zamani, Makani, and Sawab from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that the Sahaba asked, Maha هذه الأضاحي؟ What is this قرباني and sacrifice? What is this? What is this?
Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يا سنة أبيك إبراهيم.
This is sunnah of your Ibrahim alayhi salam, of your father, Ibrahim alayhi salam sunnah. But the question arises here, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not slaughter sheep. Dumba to zabani kiya tha. What he did? Do you know then? Open the tafsir Ibn Kasir. You will find what the 7 years old child from Syria. Allah said to Ibrahim, take your wife and the baby, just baby, small baby, take them. Where? Certain place. It's called Makkah. But ya Allah, I don't know how to go there. My Jibreel alayhi salam will come and take you there. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajra and Ismail sat on one camel. And Jibreel alayhi salam came in the form of insan, sitting in another camel, and took them from Syria to Makkah Mukarramah. Jump up here. Tell your wife and child to jump up here. Stay here. Ibrahim alayhi salam, who jumped in the fire of Namrud, he never scared. But here he's saying, Jibreel, there is nothing here. No bird, no water, nothing. No trees. Just a big mount, just a small rock here, where the place of Kaaba. I must leave my child. Said, yes, this is the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Leave. Leave them. And they left. For 3 miles continuously, 3 miles, the Hajra is walking behind Ibrahim alayhi salam. Where are you leaving me? And my child. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah said not to say nothing. Carry on, come back, same time. Not to stay there for 1 day, 2 days, no. It's not little sacrifice, my brothers. No little sacrifice, easy to listen and easy to say. Allah, easy to say and easy to listen. Can't even talk to your wife, just leave them, come back. Then Hajra realized, oh, he's a Nabi of Allah. So what she says, Allah commands you to leave us alone. No. Yes. So okay, إِذَا لَا يُدَيَّعْنَا. Then Allah is not going to destroy us. She left him, Ibrahim alayhi salam went away. Now the second round is coming after 7 years. He left his wife. You leave your son and your wife somewhere. Get lost in Makkah only for 5 days or 2 days, 3 days, you're going to die then. My wife lost. My child is lost. Here not 1 year, 7 years. He's returning after 7 years. And not just to meet them. The commands of Allah. Go there, Makkah, and slaughter your son. He made dua for 60 years. And he got only one son. How many years? 60 years he made dua. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. That is dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah mentioned the whole story in the Quran. For 60 years he made dua. Allah granted him, gave him one son, Ismail. And that also, the age of 84, Allah telling him, go and slaughter your son. It's not easy, boy. Not easy. Straight away, the father came, did not say, come, I'll take you one day somewhere, you know, about a restaurant or hotel there. Or there were no restaurant, nothing. Straight away, the commands of Allah, Allah told me to slaughter you. Allah told me that. What is your intention? What is your intention? What Ismail alayhi salam said, yes, the answer is written in 23rd para. Allahu Akbar. Farmaya, whatever Allah said to you, do it. Said, you know what I'm going to do? Said, yes, I know. 7 years child telling father, I'm ready. I'm ready. 7 years. So easy to listen. 7 years child. Allahu Akbar. You know the place of Mina, you go there. Where he pelled the shaitan. And further, where normally we live in Mina. And then come back to pelled the shaitan. That was a place. What son said, Ya Abba, if Alma Tumar, do it whatever Allah told you. Don't wait so long. Otherwise, Allah will get angry then. Do it. I'm ready. Satajiduni insha'Allahu minas sabirin. You will find me the patient one. Sabr. I just want to say that. What he said? Tied my leg, tied my hand, put me upside down, hold my hair, and put a small something to close your eyes or something that you don't get raham, mercy on me. Ismail, Ibrahim alayhi salam, holding like this and picking his head up, and from the bottom, he's trying. He's trying. I don't want to go more in deep, inshallah, you will listen from next week about that. I want to say, how can a sunnah abikum Ibrahim? Sunnah abikum Ibrahim. He was slaughtering his son. We're not slaughtering ourselves. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh my ummah, you do same act what Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam did. Not to slaughter yourself, not to slaughter your son. No one. You slaughter an enemy with the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just 100 pound one sheep, 100 to 120 pound, whatever, right? You just slaughter one sheep, you will get the same reward of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Same reward. That's a qurbani Allah has given us. This act Allah has given us. It's a beautiful, that's the Prophet Sassan said. If you don't do it, then don't come to the masjid to perform Eid Salah. Don't come, Prophet Sassan said. So these 10 days, it's so powerful. Allahu Akbar. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. In these days, you must do abundantly, subhanallah, say it. Remember of Allah Ta'ala abundantly, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, as much you can. Prophet Sassim said, because these are 4 or 5 kalimats, it taken out from the whole Quran, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar. Hadith is quoted by Imam Tabrani. And Allah Munziri rahimahumullah, Allahu Akbar, says if you say 100 times subhanallah, 100 times subhanallah, how much reward? You freeing 100 slaves in the path of Allah Ta'ala. 100 slaves Allah ke raaste mein qurban, yani azad karne ka sawab hai, mere nabi ka farman hai. Allah ko ye kalma kitna mehboob hai. Kitna mehboob, subhanallah. Glorifying, purifying Allah. Allah. There is no fault in Allah. And then if you say alhamdulillah 100 times, how much reward? Said you spend 100 horses in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Or you went 100 times in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Both word mentioned by sahabi. And if you recite Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 100 times, that means Allahu Akbar. You perform 100 Hajj. How many? Allahu Akbar. And la ilaha illallah says you get so much reward that nobody gets reward on that day beside the person who recite more than 100 times. You will get so much reward. Abu Dawud Sharif, Ibn Majah, Nasa'i, fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika la, lahul mulk, wa lahul hamdu yuhyi, wa yumitu biyadil khayri, wa huwa ala, kulli shayin kadir. If you say 10 times, after Fajr Salah, after Maghrib Salah, says you'll get reward of freeing 10 slaves in the path of Allah. One slave, if you free in the path of Allah, you will be free from the fire of Jahannam. One slave. One slave is, those time was 12,000 dirhams. 12,000 dirhams to free. And plus 10 rewards, 10 Allah forgive sins, and 10 rank Allah states in Allah give 10 rank in Jannah. And from the morning till evening, you will be protected from shaitan. Small things. These days. Last year I was saying something.
this year, from so many years, I'm saying, do something, man. Do something. These days are coming and going. Days are coming and going. We don't worry about it. We don't bother. We'll do next year. We'll do next year. I don't know when the next will come. Next only will come our cover. That's all. Nothing else. Next and next and next. Next our cover. Nothing else. After that, you have to answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nothing else. A little, little sawab. Little. I was just reading hadith. Abu Dawud Sharif and Nisai Sharif. Yes, if I don't make mistake. Abu Dawud Sharif, Tirmizi and Nisai says, if you go and visit some sick person, somebody is sick, just go and visit. How much reward? You know that. 70,000 angels from morning till evening, they make dua and makfirat for you. Wow. One angel's dua is enough for you. 70,000. And plus mention Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahumullah and Imam Tabrani also, that the angel is saying while you're walking from your house to that person, on the way the angel is saying, mashallah, you're a good person. Angel praising for you. And Allah building a castle in Jannah for you. You're walking to seeing the person. You're not walking. You're walking in the path of Jannah. And the dua of the sick person is like a dua of angel. You tell him, make dua for me. Bimar ki dua, farishte ki dua ki tara. Mere nabi ka farman hai. Choti choti cheez hai. In these days, don't waste our time. Keep tasbih in our hand. And especially, the days will start is called from Arafah day, 9 Zilhijjah, morning till 13 Zilhijjah. After every Faraz namaz, you have to say takbir tashriq. You remember takbir tashriq? Loudly with jamaat. What is that? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Loud. If you miss rakat, then you have to read loud a little bit after completing salam. And this is the compulsory for male and female. For the female also so important, they must write by the place of namaz. Jahan namaz parti, wahan likh kar rakh de, then she can remember, I have to read the tasbih after every first salah. Also, Imam Ibn Majah rahimahumullah mentioned, it is mustahab to cut your nails before 10 Zilhijjah, before first Zilhijjah, before Monday, the weekend you got. We don't know even the moon, the first day of Zilhijjah, Monday or Tuesday. So, and you can cut your hair, whatever, even armpit or below the, what you call navel, whatever. Mustahab to do before 10 Zilhijjah. Why is that? It is compulsory for hajis, but it is mustahab for those who are doing qurbani anywhere in the world. Those doing qurbani anywhere in the world. And qurbani is wajib. Those who had amount of 7.5 tola gold or 52.5 tola of silver. If that much amount of the silver or gold or money, cash, if anybody got, and that person is balig, qurbani is wajib for him. So many people says one sheep is enough for whole family. Zakat is wajib on the wife, on the son, on the father. So how can one sheep, one is enough for whole family? It's wajib for everyone's. Remember, wajib for everyone's. And that Prophet said, if you don't slaughter, don't come to the masjid to perform Eid Salah. I don't need you. If you come to Eid Salah, you know the reward so much. Allah Akbar. I have no time to go more in detail about the slaughtering. Some people say, you know, you have no raham on the animals. That's a long story, inshallah, next time. I won't be here next Friday. I'm going for Hajj, inshallah. Make dua for me to Allah, make it easy, my journey too. But what I'm saying, inshallah, Maulana Desai, inshallah, will continuously carry on about the Hajj and Qurbani, everything. But I want to say, those who become balig and they got money, cash, and zakat is wajib on him, the Qurbani also wajib on him and on her. Remember, you can do Qurbani for yourself, for your parents, for your family. You can do for marhumin, for isal al-sawab, and also for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most of the scholars says, the day I did Qurbani, the night time I dreamt Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Jazakallahu khair, you made the Qurbani for me. Wow.
Subhanallah. He did for entire ummah. He sent a reward to everyone. Why we don't? We have so much. You know, the favor from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 100 pounds is nothing. One share, subhanallah, is nothing. Best things to qurbani here. Then you know, your children knows. We send away our money in the world. Yeah, oh, mashallah, I'm free now. And your children don't know what is day to day. What is the qurbani? Hamare bachcho ko pata nahi hota qurbani kya hai. Isliye ke kabhi ghar mein qurbani kat kar aayi nahi. Humne to bahir bhej diya. Yes, you can send some, but some you leave it in your house, then your children knows. They can do it in further when they grow up. Must teach them. Bahut importance hai, bahut sare masail hai. Allah Pak mujhe aur aapko understanding ata farmaye, samajh ata farmaye. Aane wale 10 din ki please valuable samjhe, uski riayat karo aur usme khoob ibadat kare. Night time ibadat karoge Lailatul Qadr ka sawab, aur khususan Arafa ka roza rakhoge. Allah will forgive 2 years sins, 1 year past, 1 year future. Allahu Akbar. And especially the Hujjaj also making dua for all of us, make for all of the Hajis, those who living, those who left, that Allah give a share in their duas also. Allah Ta'ala hum sab ki ibadat ko kabul farmaye. Allah hamare juma mein shareek hone ko kabul farmaye, aur jin par qurbani wajib hai wo zarur qurbani kare, taake phir Eid ke din Allah hamare gunahon ki maghfirat farma de. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam farmaya, Fatima, you slaughter if you can't, then tell somebody who learned person, slaughter the one drop of your animal, fall down straight away, Allah will forgive entire sins straight away. Kitni badi ne'mat hai. Allah mujhe aur aapko samajh, understanding aur amal ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.